Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning, and of course the merchandise that we are giving away as part of the Autumn Winter Collection are those white fluffy slippers you get in posh hotels, and I do love posh hotels. And to win them, well, we're going to slippers inside the eye of your mind.
Slip inside the eye of your mind.
So yesterday, as we just established yet again about 5 minutes ago, we were experiencing technical difficulties here on the show. It meant that on Absolute 80s, everyone was getting a whole lot of Lionel. And for that reason, we received this incredible text message from one listener. Have a listen to this before I slippers inside the eye of your mind. Here we go. Putting it best. Morning, Dave and the gang. Lee from Epsom here. I've heard Lionel Richie so many times this morning on Absolute 80s, but I've stopped the van and I'm making a copy of my dog's head out of... So as a nod to the video, the famous video to the song Hello, what was Lionel Richie making a copy of his dog's head out of in the back of the van? Was it A, plaster, or B, cheese? So your names and your answers, A, plaster, or B, cheese, send it all along right now to 8 12 15, and up next will slippers inside the eye of your mind.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast,
Absolute Radio.
It is 6:43. Yes, and the mind we're going to slippers inside of today is Jason's. Good morning, Jason.
Morning, Dave. Morning, Sue.
Jason, morning. Welcome to the show. A Heaney engineer in Inverness. This will be the first thing that Jason's ever won.
Ooh.
And he's done it through listening to the main station. So we have everything crossed for you, Jason. Now, yesterday we were experiencing a whole pile of technical difficulties, and that meant that our listeners on the beloved Absolute 80s were getting a whole lot of Lionel Richie. And we received this text message from one listener.
Putting it best. Morning, Dave and the gang. Lee from Epsom here. I've heard Lionel Richie so many times this morning on Absolute 80s, but I've stopped the van and I'm making a copy of my dog's head out of
A fantastic message from listener Lee. But was he making a copy of his dog's head out of plaster or cheese, Jason?
Plaster.
Yes.
It's the first thing he's ever won. Yeah. He's got him bold and confident. Get in there indeed, Jason. I wonder when people started saying get in there after they won things.
Oh, yeah.
It just became a thing, doesn't it? People just
early
say get in there. Is
maybe
it an early noughties thing?
Get in there. I'm not sure, yeah.
Nicely delivered. The first time Jason's ever said get in there in his life. And it's nice to be on the receiving end of it. Jason, we're going to send you the white, fluffy hotel slippers with the show logo embossed on them. Are you going to treat them kindly? Are you going to wear them for luxury occasions, like, you know, Christmas Eve, maybe even Boxing Day? Are you going to save them till then, or are you going to use them to put the bins out?
Bins out.
Okay. So you have said plaster, get in and bins out. That is what you've brought to the table, Jason. But you're a winner. Thank you for tuning in on the main station. Have a great day.
Nice one. Thanks very much.
Cheers, Jace. Take care. Thank you. I really do appreciate that. And there'll be a chance for us to slippers inside the eye of your mind tomorrow morning around the same time.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning. The warmest of welcomes to this, the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio. Now, I must say, yesterday was a very exciting day in the Berry household because we received our first ever prints of Evie's school photos.
Oh, yes. Great.
Which is a magical day,
moment.
Mate. You must
all
have had that times
sizes,
three now.
Yeah. Well, you sort of lose interest over the years.
Well, as a third child, that's great to know. Thank you.
Poor Ted.
I'm a third child as well. You start off getting the whole set.
Yeah.
We'll get the little ones, the slightly bigger ones, the massive ones. Yeah. And then by the time you get to the third, you're like, I think we'll just take our own picture.
Back down, just down to normal passport photos, really double up. Kill two birds with one stone.
Whereas your brother George is on a key ring, he's on a cushion.
He's everywhere.
Yeah.
absolutely everywhere. Anyway, so this was Evie's first ever school photos. And you know what? I must say, and the first thing I want to say to the photographer, you were right. I didn't need to be in them as well. I insisted I bought a change of clothes. I bought my whole glam squad with me. Yeah, yeah. Hair and makeup were there. He was like, you sure you don't just want him to be of your daughter? You know, she's four, it's the first year at school.
Unusual.
I was like, oh, well, I'm pouting now. So can I just take one at least?
Yeah, at least you made it into the class photo, so it was all right. Just lying along the front row.
On the bench.
Hold me with your weak, unnoodly arms, you four-year-olds. Hold me up. Anyway, so the pictures arrived and in an envelope, obviously, and then there's a big red sticker on the front. It says, please do not bend. Yeah. And then it's written in a couple of different languages because obviously this photography studio operates, you know, around Europe. And it's just been brought to my attention what please do not bend is in Deutsch.
Oh, really?
And I never learnt this at school.
Well,
and
it?
I want to name the podcast this.
Yeah,
so I'm going to say it out loud so I can ring the bell. No, please do not bend wasn't in GCSE German, was it? Glenn, you're au fait with Deutsch.
Yeah.
You spent some time in your life learning to speak German.
Yes.
Why have you never told me all the times over a beer you could have said, do you know what you'd love, Dave? You'd love please do not bend in German. Because then you can say bitter nicht nicken. And I just love bitter nicht nicken.
It never came up in lessons because it wasn't conversational. It wasn't like one bratwurst, please, and oh, and don't bend.
So there we go. If you take one little thing with you from today's show, bitter nicht nicken is please do not bend in German. There you go.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
10 minutes past seven on your Tuesday morning. Right now, as promised, the comings and goings, the trending topics on social media with Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition. So, Matt, I can hazard a guess that probably what's the top trending story,
top news story
with Emma.
Big day, a big 24 hours of politics, wasn't it? Mm. David Cameron is all over the socials. His comeback, big comeback yesterday.
Oh, he has, has he?
Yeah, yeah. Some Tories have said, Daddy's home.
Other
people aren't as keen.
When will they learn not to say things like that out loud?
Yeah, you only say that about the Right Honourable Lindsay Hoyle. Come on.
Yeah. There's like Danny Dyer clips resurfacing.
Oh, the use of the word trotters, which blew people's minds.
He's sitting back, putting his trotters up. The clip of David Cameron talking to a tree on Sky News, which is amazing. And the dum-de-dum-de-da bit when he left number 10.
I'd like to hear that again.
Should we relive that?
Have
I think
you got
we
that?
Should relive that.
I'd like to hear that again.
I expect to go to the palace and offer my resignation, so we'll have a new Prime Minister in that building behind me by Wednesday evening. Thank you very much.
So off he pops. Here it comes.
Do, 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 do. Right.
Right. It's kind of almost like those cardboard boxes aren't going to pack themselves. Yeah. Put these pictures in here. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
See you later.
Yeah, bitte nicken. No, must be careful with the cardboard. So very strange. And the reshuffle, they were announced like it was like a football transfer deadline day. It was like that Fabrizio Romano stuff, like, here we go, there's another new signing. It's a done deal. Esther McVeigh's back in.
With a handshaking emoji, signed for Stoke.
Strong arm emojis, flame emojis. It was like either Love Island contestants or football transfer deadline day. It's really bizarre.
Maybe that's where their new social media person's come from.
Yeah.
They're kind of moving around, so perhaps that's where they've landed.
Trying to stay relevant. So, there's loads of stuff going on around Cameron. And then I have for you this morning the triumphant return to social ammo of Josh Pugh.
Oh, we love
always
Josh
a welcome contributor. He's done his latest video about one of your mates just saying, I got you, because it sort of sounds good. it's actually quite meaningless, as you'll hear.
Bro, I just want you to know, I got you. Oh, thank you, mate. I appreciate that. What do you mean exactly by that? Sorry. Just, I got you, man. I got you. Yeah, you're just kind of saying the same thing over and over again. There. What do you mean exactly? Just trying to, in terms of something concrete, what are you actually offering there? Is it financial support, practical stuff, or is it just kind of a vague tokenistic sense? Just trying to get something tangible on what you're saying, because just know, I'm gonna be here. It's kind of just very vague though. That's more of a geographical statement, really. What do you actually mean? I'm gonna show up for you. You know, I've got you. I'm here. I'm gonna show up for you. Show up to what though? I don't know what you're offering here.
Excellent stuff. Vintage Pew. I'll share that so you can watch the video for yourself. You'll be talking about it later and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five words. Five. 5 grand. Absolute Radio.
So here we go again at 7:36 on your Tuesday morning. It is time for Radio's easiest game to play. Unfortunately, it is also the hardest one to win. Undeterred by a tagline, we have Jay. Good morning, Jay.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Welcome along to the show. Jay likes the main station, likes some classic rock as well when he's messing around. He also scored 4 out of 5 with a member of the team, which has influenced who he would like to get on the random player generator. So, Jay, we were just talking during the last song. You're a Glenn Moore kind of guy. And then last week, out of nowhere, you matched 4 out of 5 with Emma Jones. So that's who you'd like to play with today. Isn't that right, Jay?
I think so, yeah.
OK, well, let's give it a spin and see who you've got. Here we go.
Player generator. Matt Dyson. Emma Jones.
After all that, it's 100% Matt Dyson.
Matt Dyson.
Matty D.
Emma Jones.
Oh, it is Emma Jones. That's nice. Okay, well done, Jay. Emma has made her way out of the studio. It is time to get down to business. Jay, I'm going to give you 5 words. You say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the word you think Emma Jones is most likely to give. Basically, do what you did when you were playing along at home, but just go one better. And then I can give you £5,000, because I will be giving Emma the exact same 5 words in about 7 minutes' time. If they all match up, the money is yours. Good luck, my friend.
Thank you.
The first word this morning is old. O-L-D, old.
New.
Rain.
Water.
Good.
Fact.
Fiction.
Oh, nice.
Search.
Engine.
Good. Nice.
Attractive. Dave. Okay, I'll put that in. What? Attractive.
Ooh.
Take your time, Jay. You got a good set
attractive.
So far.
Attractive. Yeah, it's quite hard.
It is a tricky one, that, yeah.
Attractive. Repulsive.
Oh, repulsive.
Ouch.
Got to go for opposite, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah, no, no, I like it. I like it, Jay.
Unattractive.
Unattractive, yeah, potentially, but
Jay, you got through those swiftly, and really I think good. That is a good set of answers, isn't it?
Yes.
We all agree.
Will she say young instead of new? I'm not sure for old. I don't know.
Okay, so you're saying it's either a really good set or it's going to go...
It's either 5 or 0.
What? No in between with Matt Dyson, Jay. He's all or nothing, that lad. Okay, stay right there. Emma Jones is in play next.
Absolute Radio.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
5 words, 5 grand.
Absolute Radio.
Emma Jones is now back in the studio. Jay is waiting on the line to win £5,000. And almost, just as importantly, be crowned a 5 words, 5 grand champion. Because we've not had one of those in a long, long while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Good luck, Jay.
Thank you.
Emma.
Yeah.
The first word that comes to mind when I say old.
Young.
Oh. Yeah.
New.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Jay, I'm so sorry you've not won the money today. Yes, old, young, old and new.
Two opposites, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, what were we to do?
Both valid answers, aren't they?
Let's go through the remaining words and see if we can at least make it a 4 out of 5. Rain.
Shine.
Oh, water. Rainwater. Rain and shine,
rain
yeah?
Shine.
Yeah. Mm. Fact.
Fiction.
Correct, that's one.
Yes.
Search.
Party.
Engine.
Oh.
Still one. Attractive.
Offer.
Oh, nice.
repulsive.
Oh, that's much better.
Yeah, no, Jay gave a great set of answers, as did you, Emma. But, you know, Jay, it hasn't worked out. It is yet again, even though it seems like such a great set of answers.
Yeah.
It finishes, it concludes with me saying this sentence again. It's 1 out of 5.
Oh, wow.
On 5 words, 5 grand.
So Matt lied. He said it was going to be 0 or 5. I put a Betfred offer on.
I'm sorry, mate. Sorry.
Jay, nice speaking with you. Great having you on the show. Sorry it didn't work out.
Yeah, no worries.
Cheers, Jay. Take care. So this means we're going to be playing again tomorrow morning. If you'd like to have a go at 5 words, 5 grand, then call us right now. Old Swiss is standing by to take your call. And the number is 0330 123 1215. That is 0330 123 1215.
5 words, 5 grand.
Absolute Radio.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
One breakfast show, 9 different playlists. If you're listening on the main station, that's the latest offering from the Beatles, which of course is the current number one. It's called Now and Then, and rightly so. Talking of rightly so, I was very vocal on the show about being chuffed that the Caramac is going out of business. Mm. I don't like to see anything or anyone go out of business, but I think the Caramac has been lying to us all about being a tasty treat for many, many, for decades now. Mm-hmm. And this caused quite the stir on the platform formerly known as Twitter.
Yes.
Now known as X, not Multiply as I thought it was. Now, I have a kind of a sticky past when it comes to all things Twitter and X. I used to use it a lot. I loved it. Then I got scared by it and I stopped going on it. And I stopped going on it for so long, I got locked out of my account.
Oh, yeah.
Then I contacted some very friendly people at X who got me back onto it. Mm. And I've been kind of like sharing a few little videos from the studio and a couple of bits like that. And my thoughts on the Caramac, which led me to go deep into my notifications, which I haven't done in a long while. Yeah. There were some people who agreed with me. There were some people who called me all kinds of things. Yeah. All the names under the sun because of my opinion on Caramac.
Yeah, weird.
And that was where I saw that there was a tab called Verified, who are the verified followers that you just so happen to have.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was really interested in this. So I started to kind of take a little look. Now, I know that you can now buy verification.
Yes.
I'm an OG blue ticker.
The blue tick's not the same as it used to be.
I got mine in 08. Then they took it away and I'm not going to rent it. I'm not going to rent a blue tick. No. You know, I've got enough going on without renting a blue tick. Anyway, so these people are genuine blue tickers. Mm. They would have been verified for years. But the difference in my followers when it comes to celebrities, back they were just one atop the other.
Oh, really?
So one had followed me first, the other had followed on, right?
Okay.
If it happened chronologically, I think that's how they display it. So are you ready for this?
Yes.
Is everyone ready for who follows
yes,
me?
Yes. Yeah.
Your friend, humble radio DJ,
I can't
Dave.
Wait to find out.
The boy from Southeast London.
Yeah.
One of the biggest names in the world.
Okay.
Involved in one of the biggest sports in the world.
Right.
Then made their way into Hollywood. I've never met this person. I am followed by John Cena.
What?
John Cena.
Great.
Wow.
I know, right?
John, amazing.
And I love WWE. You know, can you smell what Cena's cooking? All that stuff he says. I just love it. So I tweeted him that, saying, hey, John, it's Dave.
Love that.
Who you follow? You're a guy from London, you know. And so John Cena.
Okay.
Right, so that's really exciting. But then beneath that was the other person. Are you ready for this? So we move from John Cena, superstar of WWE, Hollywood action hero, to... So John Cena had followed me, this person followed me straight afterwards, verified.
Yeah.
Dave Benson Phillips.
Oh, wow!
Yes.
John Cena and Dave Benson Phillips are what's going on my Twitter, my ex right now.
They followed you at the same time. We've never seen them both in the same room. That's my conspiracy.
So that is as random as you get, right?
Yeah, the two extremes of celebrity.
And you know who I have to thank for it? The Caramac.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
So right now, here is your chance to win 2 tickets to Absolute Radio Live, a stay at a Holiday Inn Express and £500 spending money. And playing along on line one is Martin. Good morning, Martin.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Welcome to the show. On line two is Chris. Hello, Chris.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Oh, we've got Martin, Chris, the lead singer of Play Cold, of course. Really nice to be joined by you on the show. Martin, this is Chris. Chris, this is Martin.
Morning, Mike.
Morning, Chris.
OK, gentlemen, I'm not going to go through the rules right now. I just need you to reassure me you know what's happening here. You understood what Matt Dyson said in the setup to this competition about 15 minutes ago.
Yes, I did, yes.
Okay, so I need you to listen very carefully because I'll be flip-flopping between the two of you. But remember, the answer you need to give me is the answer to the previous question. We'll keep going until one of you gets it wrong. If you both make it all the way to the end of the 10 questions, well, we have a tie break. So I wish you the best of luck. Now, Martin, you were selected at random first. So don't answer this question out loud just yet. Just try and lock it into your mind if you know the answer.
Yes.
And question one is, who is the charming, dashing, 28-year-old host of the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show? So, Martin, just lock your answer to that question into your brain and answer this question. What word, beginning with P, is an affectionate name for your little finger?
Dave Berry.
Yes! Yes.
Okay, Chris, how would you order a steak if you wanted it cooked a little longer than rare?
Pinky.
Correct! Martin, back to you! What is the name of the classic pulp song that starts with the lyrics, "She came from Greece, she had a thirst for knowledge, she studied sculpture at St. Martin's College"?
Medium rare.
Correct! Okay, Chris, back to you. The five senses are touch, taste, hearing, sight, and what?
Common people.
Correct! Yes. Marty, back to you. James Bond famously has a license to what?
Smell.
Correct! Yes. Chris, fill in the missing word from the Notting Hill quote, "I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to what her?"
Chill.
Yes, okay, back over to you. Laid by a chicken, name the key ingredient in mayonnaise.
Love.
Yes! Who are we up to now? Who's in play?
Great.
Chris is in play. Okay, you can speak out loud, old Chris, just to let you know. Okay. On a person's birthday, candles are usually lit on a birthday what?
Egg.
Birthday egg. And Martin, back to you for the final one to take it to the tiebreaker. What is the fourth letter of the alphabet?
Cake.
Oh, yes! Okay. And so, just like that, we go to the tiebreak. Never been so relieved to get
so
to the end of the
question. Yeah,
it is. Man. It's so good when it works. What a journey. Just some of the things. Oh, Swish, you aren't allowed to speak out loud. Just some of the things being said in the studio at this moment in time. So, gentlemen, before we played the game, off air, we asked you the capacity of the London Palladium. Martin, can you remember your answer?
Yes.
Okay, do you want, again, you can speak out loud. On
you can speak in a normal way.
Yeah, what did you tell us?
2,500.
2,500. Chris, can you remember what you told us?
Unfortunately, I do, yes.
What was it?
I said 11,000.
Wow. You said 11,000. The capacity of the London Palladium is 2,286, which means you've done it, Martin. Well done.
Yay.
Bravo.
Thank you very much.
Chris, it was great having you on the show. Really well played, my friend. But Martin, we will see you for our fantastic night of comedy.
I can't wait.
Nice one, man. We'll see you there. That was all thanks to Holiday Inn Express. Travel like you mean it with AIHG Hotels and Resorts. 19 hotel brands, 6,000 global destinations, one loyalty program. Head to absoluteradio.co.uk right now for another chance to win.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's Dave here. Well, obviously. Anyway, I'm kind of sending you a secret talk a bit here because Matt Dyson has gone to the loo and all of these speakers are turned off on this floor because of Five Words, Five Grand. We insist on doing that every morning. So he doesn't know that I'm talking to you right now. He thinks we're in a song that I'm going to be playing you in a moment's time. Now, what I want you to know is this. We are in the midst of a source off. So it is my sauce, the Fountain of Youth, created alongside my sauce guru, Ollie. It's a barbecue sauce with 28 ingredients, one for each year I've been on this earth, shut it. Nothing but the youth is the tagline. Matt Dyson has brought Clough to the table, created by his sauce guru, David. It's a green hot sauce inspired by the former Nottingham Forest manager. It might not be the best sauce in the business, but it's in the top one, is his tagline. Now, Matt knows I'm doing some filming after the show today. What he doesn't know is I'm going to be heading down to our local Wickes
where I'm going to let the tradies and DIY enthusiasts do a taste test on Fountain of Youth and on Clough. And I will bring you the results this week, if they're in my favour. If not, well, this never happened.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And that's it for your Tuesday morning. Time once again to bid you farewell and thank you for tuning in. It is also time again for me to remind you that a brand new edition of the Daily Podcast will shortly be made available. You can get into it wherever you get your pods from. But what's it going to be named? Well, Matt, I rang the podcast naming bell on the following occasions this morning. Plaster, get in, bins out.
Jason, the caller on this morning's show, was a man of few words, wasn't he?
Yeah. Five words, one pair of slippers in that Jason's case.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold me with your weak, noodly arms.
That was you getting involved in the school photo, wasn't it, I believe?
My daughter's school photo, yeah. Bitter nicked nicken.
Ah, that was on the envelope the school photos were enclosed in. It's German for please do not best.
Got to be that.
It's an amazing
one. My new favourite sentence. Yeah. And finally, you should only ever say daddy's home about the Right Honourable Lindsay Hoyle.
That was from Glenn Moore. I think I love the Lindsay Hoyle line, but I think it has to be bitter nick nicken.
Doesn't it just?
Everyone's going to be saying it today.
Dankeschön. Dankeschön.
Bitter.
So that podcast is available wherever you get your pods from. On the way, the details you need to be made a winner. Today, our prize fund is £114,000. We'll be back with you tomorrow from 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Auf Wiedersehen.